because it was a knot in the wood, and the knot just fell out.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can pack, you don't think there's anything in there?
No, it looks like it was just a knot in the wood,
okay.
And the knot just fell out.
Okay, so you'll take care of that.
Yeah,
And the other thing I was wondering, when you spray paint, do you put is it getting on the roof?
No, we're covering.
No, that's
you're covering
the part that was,
good. Okay.
That's the part we peeled off. That was just brushed right off.
I thought you needed that. Are you with them?
Oh, no, we actually do work down here for a few of your neighbors, both down below you guys. We do the Hudsons as well as the Mitchells and the Joneses right up here. We're their bug guys. I do a bunch down on Turnberry too, but...
Oh, I have one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know most people in here have a service, but who does? You guys a service?
We have Terminix.
Oh, Terminix?
Yeah.
Okay. I just was getting a lot of wasps as well as some
listen,
of these cicada killers
Brian,
in here.
That's
yeah.
Another thing. Is Wayne going to take care of this bat problem?
I thought he was.
Yeah, I have a bat. You take care of bats?
Where are you guys getting them at?
What?
Where are you guys getting them at?
I can't hear you.
I say, where are you guys getting the bats at?
Right here. Right here.
Okay.
Oh, okay. The guy who was working with these men, he told me he was going to take care of it.
Oh, really?
So, Ryan said that Wayne's going to take care of it. Very good. Okay. And that's going to take care of. Okay. Now, the other thing you might tell Wayne after he put the cap on, the new cap, and got the birds out, birds were nesting in there, so he cleaned it all out. And I told him I still hear the birds in the fireplaces. Well, I had a friend over this morning, and we went to look, and they sit on top of the cap and sing, and so they're outside, not inside anymore. You know what I mean? I thought that after he redid it, cleaned it, that they got back in, but he said never on the outside. And I saw them this morning, so if you want to tell Wayne, they're on the outside, not inside.
Okay,
thanks.
We're kind of a smaller local company than Terminix.
I'm Terminix, and I'm not
right.
happy with them.
Okay.
But I just had another company here for another problem recently, and I might go with them.
Who did your recent service, if you don't mind me asking?
Who I might go with?
Uh-huh.
I might go with Ehrlich.
Oh, okay, yeah. I know Ehrlich does a pretty good job. I think they're kind of on the higher end of the price spectrum.
I don't know,
okay.
But there's some things about Terminix that I'm not happy with,
right.
So I was thinking of...
I'm pretty familiar with Terminix because two of my technicians used to work for them.
Uh-huh.
And we're kind of a smaller company, and there's actually quite a few things that I do as part of our service that I know Terminix just doesn't typically include.
Yeah.
What kind of issues had you guys been getting where you had to call Ehrlich out, though?
Well, a friend of mine recommended calling Ehrlich because he thought we had an infestation.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy came from Ehrlich and said, no, it's not bugs, it's dry rot.
Okay.
So I have a carpenter coming Monday. He's going to replace all this wood.
Okay.
And
sometimes this kind of stuff will actually attract bugs, though. It'll attract both like smaller ants as well as big carpenter ants. Our regular service, we don't just do the foundation with decks, because I get a lot of times where bugs will either get into the deck or we'll get like wasps on the rails and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have our guy treat all around, both underneath the deck as well as up on the rails.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that does is it prevents them from being able to get in there. And if they're in there, it'll kill them. You actually do have some in there, though. Let me show you.
Hi, bugs.
You bet.
Well, this guy, he said a couple people told me.
Let me show you. He might have missed it because he's not real apparent, and I didn't see it at first either, but you see those little flakes that are falling out and getting caught in your webs there? It's because you have ants inside
really?
Here. Yeah.
Oh,
so
my.
Both carpenter ants, they'll get in. They get attracted to this kind of water-damaged wood, but there's a couple types of smaller ants too that'll get in there. And actually, now that I'm looking at it, you can see a bunch of their sawdust right there. You see that? It's piling up right there.
Where did they find that?
I don't know. That's a good question. You see all that? That's definitely from insect damage, where they're tunneling out the inside.
Oh, Jesus.
And then they drop their little fibers they pull it out through these little holes.
So you're telling me I do have an infestation?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. That's what they call ant frass. It's kind of a mixture of this.
What? Frasp? F-R-A-S-P? Frasp?
Oh, F-R-A-S-S.
F-R-A... Frasp.
Yep.
Now, no. Please stay in.
I want to get the mail.
I'll get the mail. Go on in, honey, please. I'll get the mail. I'm opening the door now. I've got wires down here.
You definitely would need treatment on this at some point. The problem that people that I see that get ants inside of decks like this is initially they get attracted to that water damaged wood, but over time they'll actually get into the beams that are dry as well, and they'll do pretty significant damage.
Well, I'm going to call Erwin back and tell him he was wrong.
I would too, honestly. Like that's, I'm kind of surprised you didn't see that.
Can I tell him your name?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'll leave my business card.
Yeah.
Typically too, like you would definitely need treatment around on the deck. But usually when I spot wood boring insects like this, I use some different products up on the house to prevent them from getting into either the siding or the structural lumber inside the walls on your house. Because it's just, these same critters can get in and damage the house, especially if you've ever had like pipes that have leaked in the past.
Are you trying to
scare me? No, I'm just letting
I'll tell you what's going on.
But...
I think it was about 4 years ago. I'm not sure. Terminix was taking care of the spray and everything. I think when we first moved here, we were with Erwin, and something happened. My husband's sick.
Okay.
I think something happened between him and Erwin because I'm taking care of everything.
I gotcha.
Now. And then he changed from Ehrlich to Terminix.
I know.
He came out here about 3 or 4 years ago and they said to us, you have a termite problem. Now, where did they find or think they found that?
Okay.
I don't know. But anyhow, they dug a trench all around the house. You know how they do that? And they put the stuff in there to kill termites? Or
the subterranean termites, you don't.
But now they keep saying to me, you should have this done once a year, like a reinforcement to make sure that the termites...
And it's actually like an inspection.
It cost me $2,000 to have that done.
The product actually will last anywhere from about 8 to 10 years with those termite treatments.
They want to sell me this, you know, like a service contract.
An inspection once a year is what they're talking about. So it's actually, they don't treat unless they find stuff again. To be honest, these are definitely ants. These aren't termites. Termites have a little bit different fine grain. Yeah. And there's little bits of bugs that the ants have been feeding on that's mixed in, which you'll typically see in frass
Well, I'm getting this all replaced, so won't that take care of it? He's going to come and he's going to get rid of all the rotten wood. Then I have a painter who's going to paint it.
The problem, like I say, is that over time, and it looks like they've probably been in here for a while, realistically, is that they will get into dry wood, too. So even if he replaces like these corner pieces, having like a colony of wood-boring ants this close to the house, they will get into the dry pieces on your deck, your planks, but over time, realistically, I've seen a lot of cases where they get into the house.
Yep.
Our service, it's somewhat similar to Terminix, but we do a little bit more work with them. Of course, I treat like the deck, but I also get up, and I treat up in the eaves every time because I get so many wasps out here.
Yeah.
And then I do a little more work out into the yard because I'll use like a second granular product out underneath your shrubs and out into the grass a ways for like ticks and some of these other crawling critters. Of course, I come in and I treat anywhere inside as well around the perimeter, but our rate's actually a little bit lower because we had set up a pretty good sized group in here a while back. And so we actually discount it pretty significantly from our regular rate because we come up and we try and treat, you know, as many of them all together as we can like this.
They're not all mine on the street. These last three, I don't know about her. I don't know that.
These three right here on Turnberry
as
it goes down.
Right.
And then these ones are further up into the development here, but they're all part of the same development.
Well, I don't know what to say.
So if you want, I can show you. You're probably paying, you're doing like a quarterly service, right?
It comes quarterly. He'll spray. I saw last time he was spraying around the doors.
Mm-hmm.
He does something down here too. I don't know what.
Okay.
Like I said, I never paid attention to this stuff, and now it's all on me.
If you look on your service sheet, it tells you, but basically what he's doing is he's spraying around the foundation on the base of your house, and then they treat around the windows and doors on the first floor. And then sometimes people will have them come in, which they include if you guys want it done on the inside.
Well, I used to have the inside. There are certain places inside that I like that porch over there, the enclosed porch. That's really buggy.
Okay.
So he sprays that. He goes up the attic and sprays up the attic.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want it in my living quarters anymore.
Sure.
And he does the basement and the garage. And that
frankly,
porch.
Like I'm surprised you didn't spot sawdust falling out of your deck. Like that's. kind of a red flag. Honestly, like that's not like in a hidden area inside your wall or something. Like that's right out in the open. I'm really surprised that they didn't see that.
I'm gonna call Ehrlich back and I'm gonna tell him I had the ants that
sure.
I'm gonna tell him Point came by and said that's frass.
Yeah, it is.
Frass. Like they're excrement and just lands on the cobwebs like that?
It's a mixture of sawdust and broken up bits of bugs that they've been feeding on. But that's what they call that frass. So they're basically tunneling out the wood inside there.
Do you think there's enough up here too?
I mean, of course, like the water damage is part of the problem, but they're rapidly accelerating the decomposition of the wood when they tunnel through it and they hollow it out essentially. So, but you know, I would be really surprised, like with seeing a colony in here like this, I'd be surprised if I went around underneath here. I'm 99% sure I'm going to see evidence of them in other areas. You know, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that they like to get into, and.
Oh, geez. What am I gonna do?
Let me show you just real quick, because what,
Look at these over here. Did you see this here, too?
Take a quick look. Yeah, there it is. Like right around that corner, you see that? Mm-hmm. Kind of stuck in between the beams
what
there. There's some more of that sawdust kind of stuck right down in there. So, it doesn't look like it's quite as much. Yeah.
So what happened? What do you do?
And there's actually more falling down right here, getting caught on the side here, because they're dropping it out from right in between these beams here, and it's getting caught right here as it falls down.
So I have ants.
You have ants. There's no doubt about that.
You know, the one guy said he did see some ants come out from somewhere, and he's my painter.
Mm-hmm.
And he came and he stained this,
mm-hmm.
and he was going to touch up some stuff here. And he said, you know, Jenny, he said, I have a friend, Ehrlich, called him and had him come. And he did come, but he said, it's not, there's no bugs. He didn't look as closely as you're looking.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it's just dry rot.
You definitely have ants in there. I mean, there is dry rot, of course, as well, mm-hmm. but you definitely have ants in there. There's no way you'd be getting this sawdust material with the falling out of there if you didn't.
Are you going to come out? No. All right, come on. No, walk it with me.
If you want it done with the, while my guys are up here the next couple of days, I'd actually do it for about half of my regular rate since we're already up here. And
what would you do?
I'd have him treat basically like every inch around the edge of your deck here, either from below or from above on the top. We use a special type of product too that's different than the repellent that they've been spraying you with. I'll grab that in a minute. Right now what they're spraying you with is what's called
the... I know.
Right, and even if he did, the pyrethroid product that he's using is the kind of as a general control repellent. It wouldn't kill your colony of ants anyway, because they can smell this stuff, and when they're inside wood, they just basically start avoiding where the guy treated, and then as soon as it breaks down, they'll either come back out or they'll find a different way where he didn't spray, and they'll tunnel out. So
what do you do to prevent all that?
We use a different type of non-repellent that's specifically designed for wood-boring insects, and they can't smell it the same way. And they'll come out across the surface where we treat, and each where we spray, you get about 10,000 of these microcapsules per square inch. And they're so small that the ants can't see them, and so they'll get this stuff all over their body and their legs, and they'll take it back into the nest. Because it's designed so it won't kill them right away. But one of their behaviors is they groom each other with their antennae, and then it'll spread the product in the colony, and it'll actually wipe out the colony over a period of time here. But I also would definitely have him using that similar product around the foundation to prevent them from coming into the house. So, of course, I would do a pretty thorough inspection inside just to verify, because if you had them in the house, we would want to get rid of them before they became more of a problem.
I never see ants. You know, he asked me if I saw ants in the house. I said, I never see ants. We have spiders.
Okay.
He pretty much got rid of the silverfish. Yeah, we still see once in a while one of those, and spiders, and of course the stink bugs. But Terminix told me that the reason... we have spiders, and I can go in a neighbor's house, and everybody has them all over.
Right.
You can't kill the spiders because, he said, they don't groom their bodies.
Well, it's not entirely true.
They don't bathe and get it all over and then die.
The guy told you they're not like as easy to get rid of sometimes than some of the other bugs, but we can get rid of them. They have some products that are like a controlled release microcapsule that will basically inject it inside the walls. Sometimes, like some of the other products, like especially if the guy's just using like bifenthrin, it may not kill all the spiders because their legs are hollow and they won't absorb the pesticides like other bugs' legs would. And where their legs keep them up off the ground, sometimes they don't come in contact with it. But what we do is we basically inject the products in the wall rather than just spraying your baseboards. And as they come in and out to hunt,
what's it doing to us though?
The product's really low impact. It's derived from chrysanthemum flowers, so it's really low impact for mammals to begin with. But that controlled release, it makes it a lot safer because it doesn't evaporate or like volatilize real quickly.
A pest control like Terminix. Mm-hmm. And he said, we do have ants in our wood.
You definitely have ants.
Two people told us we did not.
Yeah. Well,
now, what are we supposed to do? He's telling us.
There's one right there. So, I mean, these are the same ones that are inside your wood.
What's inside there?
Yeah.
Do you think we should go with these people?
Let me show you. See, he just went down inside that crack.
So you're telling me that if you treat this wood, you get rid of these ants.
It will kill the colony. So
how much is all this gonna cost?
Let me show you. It's actually a little less than what you're already paying. We're a smaller company. We try to be a little more reasonable with our pricing.
I can't understand. How much is it going to cost?
Basically, what you have is a carpenter ant colony inside of your wood here. They're tunneling through and damaging it. Normally, for a house this size, we do an initial and then a quarterly. But if you want it done while I'm up here, I'll just waive that. I'll do it for $110 instead of the $395, and I'll just keep it at the $110 on these quarterlies. The products aren't really designed to actually kill the larva inside. They've got some stuff out there called like hormone growth regulators, but we just don't really use them for ants. And so the only way to ensure and guarantee to get rid of the colony that's nested in here so they don't keep coming back is we do a couple of these seasonal treatments. I'll wipe out your active critters pretty quick, but later in the year, you will get these eggs that hatch. If you were to pull the wood open, you'd find a whole bunch of little white larvae. And regardless of the spray, they'll hatch. And so that quarterly service basically allows us to keep it consistent for long enough so that we can wipe out the remainder of the colony later in the year because they'll quickly come in contact. Our product is specially designed to. Those microcapsules will adhere on the surface, so where this is kind of out in the open, it's not going to wash away when you get like direct rain on that stuff. Mm-hmm. So the phantom that we use for these ants, it's just a lot different.
Well, should this be done before he pulls all this old stuff? He's going to start Wednesday to pull this all apart. Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, it probably would be better to have them start killing them before they even start pulling it out, because what's going to happen is ants are going to start coming out of there. When he starts pulling this off, you're going to see ants coming out and they're going to try to relocate. The stuff that I do on the house would actually prevent them from coming into the house, so it'll kill them before they can get in. But I would have him actually treat a little more extensively underneath, because it's not just these end pieces, and quite frankly, like, some of the beams, realistically, he may look at and say there's not enough dry rot for us to replace them. But quite frankly, like, you know, a contractor, his job is basically to do the building stuff. He's not trained on like the behavior of like carpenter ants, and so he may not necessarily recognize if there's an infestation in the other beams.
So now, can you talk about your man?
No, our guy definitely will recognize the spots, and I was going to actually just jot a few notes down for him as to where I had seen activity. But
and so when you come for this quarterly visit, like Terminix does now, are you telling me that's, what is it, $100?
Yeah,
he charges me $90. He comes quarterly, and I told you what he does. He doesn't do what you're going to do. I think you do more.
The product, actually, the Termidor and the Phantom we use for carpenter ants, it's a lot more sophisticated type of product than what he's spraying you with right now.
Is it going to kill the other things too?
Oh yeah, get rid of your spiders better than what he's using right now. I guarantee that. So, part of the problem is realistically, carpenter ants, if they get up underneath these ledger boards here that run along the house, they can get into the walls, and because they don't come out in large numbers like sugar ants, sometimes they're harder to detect because you'll only see like one or two at a time. And so a lot of people don't realize that they have an issue where a colony's nested inside and they're damaging the house. So, of course, it includes, it's basically part of this 4-point service, so it includes like your silverfish, it includes your spiders. On these ones, I actually do a little more work for the wasps, like I say, and I use a big extendable brush, and we actually remove the nest first, but then I treat all over. With this type of siding, sometimes we'll see carpenter bees, and I would have him do like a carpenter bee protection at the same time that he's doing the wasps. So, I mean, you do definitely get a lot more work. I know it's a few extra bucks, but quite frankly, like, you're going to see a big difference in the service.
I'll try it.
Okay.
You give me a deal on the initial
visit. I'll just wave it. Yeah, I'll just wave it and do it for the 110, and then I'll just keep it at the 110 instead of the 125.
Yeah.
So.
Now, when you come quarterly to do inside, you'll do the areas I tell you to do, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And what else will you do quarterly?
So I'll treat any room inside that you either want or need done. And I'll actually use a couple different products simultaneously for spiders. So I wouldn't say that you'd never see a spider, but I can usually realistically get rid of about 95% of them after a couple of these quarterlies. So, plus where I clean off like all the webs on the outside, that actually helps us to get the ones that are underneath your siding. Because, you know, like I'll see this a lot of times when people call us out and I do a switchover like this. When the guy sprays the foundation, if you have spiders up inside this wall, it won't necessarily kill them when they're up high. And they come out through little gaps to hunt. And so part of the reason I clean those webs off is at the same time we leave a little residual product. So when they come back out to hunt, this stuff will wipe them out. And it kind of flushes out the ones that are in those walls. So let me grab my pen over here and I'll get this filled out real quick. I would recommend replacing that.
Oh, the whole thing is
Yeah.
But are you saying that, do you think this?
No, initially it was dry rot, but what's happened is the dry rot has attracted the ants over time. And so what they're doing is they're actually increasing the rate of decomposition. So
what's the soonest we could do this?
I could do it tomorrow if you want. But are you going to be around in the afternoon?
Tomorrow's Tuesday?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll be here. How long does it take?
About an hour. So I could do it. Let me double check.
Do you do the work yourself?
You know, I've helped them in the past. Okay. I'm the route manager, so it'll be one of my technicians that'll be doing the treatment.
Oh, Jesus. What am I going to do? That's got to be replaced. Oh, yes, he's going to replace all the rotten wood. He's going to do that.
I could do like a 1-3 if you think you'll be around between
then. Yeah, I'll be here tomorrow, 1-3 if you want to do it tomorrow.
Are these guys going to be working out here tomorrow?
It's a good question. I don't know. I'll pass them.
Okay.
I don't know if they're going to get done.
I've got one like later in the evening, so are you guys going to be out here working tomorrow?
You working tomorrow? You're going to get done today?
Yeah, we'll be off.
They'll get done today. And scaffolding will be gone.
Okay, perfect.
So 1-3 tomorrow?
Yep. Do you guys ever get mice inside?
You know, let me think. I really, knock on wood, don't ever remember seeing a mouse. Now, Terminix would put those little packets down there that get bugs. And like when Ehrlich came, he picked one up and he said, they should change these and get rid of them and put new ones. And Terminix never does that stuff.
Right, they should
I was going to go with Ehrlich. Mm-hmm. But you came by and so you're going to take care of my aunt.
I think you'll actually be pretty pleased. Like I've had probably
on there and I know her.
Right. I've had probably about 40 or 50 people in the last couple of years that have switched over from Ehrlich. I think they're one of our better competitors, but I actually do more work out away from the house and quite frankly I do it for a lot less. Normally like their quarterly is like 150 per quarter. Yeah. So you know it does.
Mine's gonna be 110 quarterly, correct?
You bet.
That's 20 more than Terminix, but I'm just not really pleased with that. And now these ants, oh dear God. Mm-hmm. So if you could take care of that, I'll feel better when he puts up the new wood, you know, if he could do this.
And if, you know, if he sees like a ton of them come out, don't be too alarmed because that's probably going to be normal for when he starts pulling this off. The products that we treat out here with tomorrow would actually keep them out of the house, like I said.
Okay.
Give it like about 10 days.
Yeah,
if you continue to see ants inside, though, just call me because I do
I
a guarantee
have any
on
ants
it.
Inside.
Okay.
I never have any inside.
Do you mind if I just check like the basement and the garage real fast?
But let me think. What's the best way to do this? I think we have to go in the house. You're all cleaned up, right?
I can take my shoes off too.
Have to do that,
okay. Yeah, they're pretty.
on down and get the mail?
Sure, no problem.
Let me get the mail. I'll be right there.
Okay.
Never know what's in the mail.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Packages and all sorts of... If you guys are anything like us, I'm sure you get lots of, like, advertisements.
Oh, advertisements. It's awful.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. Let's see, spiders inside.
Yeah, we got a bad banister there, don't we?
Yeah, and a lot of this, I mean, initially, of course, like, the dry rot is just, it gets to a point where you want to replace it, but...
I think she, I don't know what the hell she said, but... I think she does want to replace this, but it should be. This is okay, and that's okay.
Right.
But the rest of it got to go, I think.
Yeah, and some of these corner pieces, like this one, they might want to take out. Obviously, it'll probably be the contractor's call. He usually knows best on that kind of stuff, so.
Okay, well, that's a pretty rotten head there.
Yeah, yeah, there definitely is problems on that.
She went down to get the mail. That probably would be more bills, you know.
I'm sure. Right?
Looks like you got a pretty good crew here.
Yeah, we stay pretty busy up here, so it's a pretty nice day. It's
Jenny, what's that down?
Not too crazy.
What's down the bottom there?
Don't worry, it's their thing.
Oh, theirs. Okay.
There's nothing but a calendar, Al.
A calendar?
Yeah.
What? December?
Next year.
Okay, I'll take it. You want to go inside?
We're going inside.
Now, when you say you've had spiders in here, do you get them kind of all over or more like down on the lower floors or...
Come on. Leave this here. So we got it. Now, let me think. Okay. Spiders.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, they come all over.
Okay.
I'll get them all over. First floor, second floor, yes.
Okay.
Okay, you step here, please. Now here's the porch.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we see a lot of bugs.
Okay.
Not so much there.
In this office here? Or?
Yeah. This room's usually pretty clean. But here, recently, so I don't have anything to show you.
Oh, okay.
But
this is kind of like an extension on.
Now I don't know what this is. What do you think that is? Because when I cleaned here a week or two ago, we never used this room. They went here.
There's a little.
I went out here like 2 weeks ago.
They're little springtails.
What's a springtail? A bug?
Yeah, these are all little bugs.
Where are they coming from?
They come in from like the mulch outside, and then they come up like underneath your walls and underneath the siding.
Something. What's your name?
I'm Jens.
James.
J-E-N-S, Jens.
Jens, oh, that's different.
Yep.
Okay, I'm Jenny. Now, I never saw these before, and I don't like that. We got to do something here.
Okay.
See, it's pretty clean because I never cleaned this room, but I did clean it recently.
Yeah, you have a lot of them actually.
Yeah.
When I come in, what I'll have them do is we'll use a little precision injector, and you see these little gaps here on the baseboard? We'll shoot the product inside there.
Right.
I would say that you wouldn't see like a single springtail, but it'll get rid of the majority of them before they even get inside. So
I don't mind. He does this room. He always does this enclosed porch because I see bugs out here.
Okay.
And those doors are usually closed, and your products are not harmful to humans, correct?
No. No.
I'm not going to clean anything so that when he comes tomorrow, he can see where it is.
Okay.
I'm not going to clean this up. He can see where it is.
Perfect.
Okay, you know the porch. Now, let's go downstairs.
Yeah, because I see spiders. I see spiders in there sometimes. But I see them all over. I mean,
okay.
And listen, honey, this is it now. This is your last chance. You take this, okay?
All right.
Here we go. Okay. Now, upstairs I see them. Oh, that's okay. That's the boundaries now.
The what I generally recommend is for them to do like one service out of like per year inside, because the products do last a little longer inside.
I know you should, but when he got sick, I stopped all that stuff.
And I probably won't go around and like treat everywhere, because it's usually unnecessary.
Right.
I just target the areas that I know are going to be most effective, which would be like that extension porch out there.
Right.
I would probably have him just do like some spot treatment in the basement, and then probably like out in the garage.
Okay. So he does down here. Doesn't have. Bedroom and the bathroom. One time I saw something in here from one of the guys, whether it was Terminix or who, said was not a problem. See, that's just
spiders.
Well, spiders.
Yeah.
See, here, I don't clean these rooms. Nobody's down here. What's that?
It's like some broken up pieces of a bug that a spider was probably feeding on right there. There's like some legs and part of the body.
How's this infested?
I know, this area gets a lot of bugs.
We gotta take care of that, my friend, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. I wondered because, well, you know, if Terminix said I didn't have the problem with that post, that it was just dry rot, and if Ehrlich came and told me the same thing, I believed them.
Right.
Now, here's the unfinished part. And here's the sleeve. It's right down here. It's still working. Yeah, it's still working. We had a terrible storm. Did you get that storm last night?
Yeah, we
got
it.
Oh, my God, I threw our electric power out.
Oh, wow.
But my computer is still hooked up and working, I guess.
Yeah, you guys get it.
I don't know what is that?
It's what they call a little glue board that your technician stuck out here.
To gather bugs?
It'll catch some. Sometimes they'll use it to monitor which bugs are in here too. You definitely have...
I don't think he monitors
some of them
anything.
Are dead. Some of them are definitely alive. Like this guy right here, you can see down inside that little funnel web is an active spider.
Yeah.
So those guys are a little faster. They're pretty good sized and they're out in the open here. But I'll have him take care of these guys for you, so.
Okay. About this boss, I thought every time I turn around, it's something else.
Right.
Now, over here, one time, we saw sawdust here, but they said no, that was not termites. And we have never seen it since, so I don't even remember. My husband took care of that, and I don't remember what it was. But do you see anything in here?
Just double check. These saunas are prone to a little bit more problems with like moisture, of course, or like I guess your wine cellar here. Sometimes you can kind of see it around the base, where like if you get a little moisture off the concrete, it'll kind of get into the wood. And you see, you're getting ants. That's probably what the sawdust was. These little tiny brown ants. These guys will get into like wood occasionally if it's water damaged, and you'll get that same type of sawdust that you'd see outside on your deck. You do have quite a few dead ants in here though. There's a whole bunch of them back here. I'd say probably like 20 or 30.
But they're not the carpenter ants.
Nope. So they can do the same type of damage. It's probably not quite as fast, although, you know, if they're in there for a long time, that can start to cause a little bit of a problem.
Okay.
I'll have him take care of that though too. So.
See, I get a lot of those worms things too.
These millipedes and a lot of millipedes.
I'm not gonna touch anything until he looks it all over and decides what to do with the garage. There's always stuff out here. Now, don't close that. I just slept here recently, but see, they're back again.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of spiders.
I'll have them treat the garage.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So.
And I'm not going to move any of this
You shouldn't be getting that many spiders. I mean, if the guy's treating around these openings like he usually...
He's doing it right, Chance. I really don't.
I honestly don't think he's treating, like, the right areas, quite frankly, from what I'm looking at. I mean, you're still getting, like, a ton of millipedes in here. That granular I use out around that mulch actually will help with the millipedes, because those millipedes like to nest and lay their eggs under that kind of stuff, and so it helps to flush out, so in the future not getting quite as many trying to come in.
It's just overwhelming to me now. I just can't handle all this. And there's always so much around here. Okay. Well, that's all at all. I guess you could just leave here.
Okay.
Back up. Unless there's something else you
want
to see upstairs.
But just check his blue board here.
And he shouldn't leave them like that.
It's normal for him to put out a glue board like that.
Yeah, but he should put out a new glue board when he comes, when it's
dirty. That one's
like
been
that.
There for a long time, yeah. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, why don't you come down for it? We're just looking for
Alrighty. Needs work. I think I've seen everything that I probably need to see, so...
I don't think we have termites. I really don't think
we have. I haven't seen any evidence of them.
Oh, put the light out, Jen.
No, leave the light on. In the other part? Yeah, the other part where the... Sorry. Not that one.
Sorry.
Not that one, huh? The
Which,
other...
This one here?
No, the other room. Turn left.
Oh.
There you go.
There we go.
Okay. Come on up. Don't touch any more lights.
Fair enough. I'll have you fill out like your name and address
sure.
and phone number and stuff. So. I'll leave my business card here too. If you have questions, feel free to give me a ring, or it's got the number for the office on there too as well. So. It's a G2. These are like my favorite pens. I love these G2s. They're like the only ones that write on these carbon copies really good. I get them either at like Target or Walmart, or you can get them at like Walgreens and stuff like that too.
G2.
Yep. They come in a couple different colors.
Rubenstein's probably has them. Do you know Rubenstein's?
Probably. I think they probably do, yeah.
That's a good pen. I like that. Okay.
Yeah, I think they're the best out there as far as those gel pens.
It doesn't smear.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is good. That's a good one.
We'll see you soon.
What's that?
We'll see you soon.
Yeah. I'm going to have one of my technicians come over tomorrow between 1 and 3. Once he gets here, it'll take him about an hour. And he'll come up to the front door to let you know he's here, like
very
when
good.
He first gets
well,
here and stuff. So,
in.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll put it over here also, okay? Okay, sure. 7-9-3-0-2-9-4. I don't use a cell phone. We mail, we don't use an email. We don't use anything. We don't use half this house. I use the stove once in a while.
My parents are like the same way. I'm the youngest in the family.
Okay, I don't know what else you need. The name is Sonori.
Okay.
Sonori.
I'll just fill out the rest here.
Yeah, it's amazing what we don't use for that. I do email now. I did learn how to email, so I use my computer. But I don't give my email to just anybody, you know.
Right.
I'm very fussy about that. I don't want to receive 100 emails every day, so I don't give it out.
This first year, we do commit you to this first year, because like I say, it'll take some consistency to get rid of the eggs that are in there.
Yeah.
After that, most people will see such a difference between their old company and what we do that they'll usually want us to keep coming out on those quarterlies. Of course, we leave that up to you guys.
Okay, he was here about 3 weeks ago, terminate. So when will your first quarterly thing be?
I quite frankly, I mean, I know that you probably don't need like the whole foundation, but quite frankly, like, because I'm going to have to do extra work on the deck anyway, and because I know they're in there where we saw the ant come out of the wood, I wouldn't recommend to have him wait. So, and I can have him just come in where you still have a lot of active spiders inside.
Yeah.
I would just have him start. Yeah.
Okay. So. How do you work it? Do I pay you today for something that is...
We won't charge it until after the work is completed, but they just have me jot down the info, and I do like Visa, MasterCard, or Discover.
So when he comes for the work, you're charging me $120 for what you're doing tomorrow.
$110
for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like your quarterly charge.
Right.
Then say he comes... He'll come then in 3 months, right, for the second treatment?
I actually marked the months here so you can see.
Oh, okay.
And I put the amount there. Yeah,
August,
and then in November. And then in February and May.
Okay.
So, and if you decide to stay with us after that, it would just be those same months.
Okay.
Anything in between is free, of course. If you need, just call us and we'll come back. So.
Do you want money today?
Yeah, I just jot down like a debit or credit on the back here. Some people like to prepay for a...
I don't do debit.
Yeah, I do credit cards too.
Credit.
So either one.
So
credit card
works. $110
today? Yeah, they're not actually going to charge it until Wednesday because they'll verify it was completed. And
where
I'm treating you tomorrow, it'll be like the following business day. So
you'll let me know when you want the $110, right?
Yeah, there is tax on that. Of course, Pennsylvania makes us charge tax.
No problem.
$116.60 is what it comes out to after the 6%.
Okay.
And then...
And your gems, I have your card.
Yep.
This is what yours. We're going to go with these. There are certain things about termites. Oh, now here's another question.
Mm-hmm.
This thing, I told you he trenched the house.
Yep.
And he put all that around. What do you do with that?
How long ago was it?
I think it was probably about 4 or 5 years. I have a hard time with time.
Okay.
I'll think, I did that last year when I actually did it 5 years ago. But I think it must have been, I could call Terminix and ask them. But I think it was about 5 years ago.
The quickest, realistically, that those products would break down is like 7 years.
7 years.
So, but a lot of times they will last up to about 10 years. It kind of depends like on the soil composition and a few other factors like, you know, the soil type and stuff like that as to how quickly it'll bind onto the soil granules. But, you know, usually you're looking at like between like 7 and 10 years, usually like closer to 8 to 10.
So think about that right now.
I mean, sometimes people will do inspections on those yearly basis, but you're probably realistically fine. So, I mean.
You mean to tell me Ehrlich didn't see those ants like that?
I'm surprised that it didn't.
Like that?
Yeah, I mean,
and
we saw the ant come out of there, right? We saw the sawdust. We saw the ants come out. I mean, it's. I'm really surprised he didn't. Like, it's. I don't know.
$116.
Give it just a little bit of time, because it is normal to still see like one or two of these critters here for a few weeks. If you're seeing significant activity after
ants
about
out there or?
Both like spiders and ants.
Oh, okay.
So, of course, I marked silverfish too because I knew you'd had them previously.
Right.
If you see any kind of that stuff after about like 2 weeks after this first treatment, by all means, give me a call and we'll have them come back
in. Oh, you want me to call you if I do? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still see spiders too?
Okay,
I'll let you know.
I mean, you'll probably see like a spider every once in a while, but if you're I actually had quite a few down there, and like you shouldn't be seeing that many with our guy treating down there.
Okay. Who's that? Nothing.
Some people do like to prepay for this first year because we give them an extra 5% off, or you can do like a pay as you go.
I do pay as I go. Okay, if no problem. Okay.
You bet. I just need that card info here, and then I'll just stick that on the back. Would you prefer to use a Visa, MasterCard, or Discover?
I'm going
to
write a check when I pay it.
Oh, we do like check card, or I can do like an electronic check too if you prefer to use like a check. So.
I could use a MasterCard.
Okay.
Hello? Yes?
Yeah, I know. It's the way our house is too. Like.
Are you coming Wednesday? Okay, thank you for calling. Okay, bye.
Hey, what's going on? I've got the 1-3 spot for you for tomorrow.
He's hard to understand. That wasn't your fault. He's so hard to understand. Okay. Oh,
I'm just calling your info. Yeah.
Yep.
In G3.
I'm going to show that guy. That guy who's going to fix the railing.
Yeah, it's 1139 St. Finnegan.
The railing is all damaged. He's going to get new wood put on.
Yeah, is it road or... Is it road or like drive or?
St. Finnegan Drive.
Okay. Yeah, St. Finnegan Drive. It's actually Finnegan.
I told him. He said he's going to get the railing.
Gan. Yep. Drive, and it's still in Westchester with these other ones in the 19382. What's that? Virginia Sinore. Is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. His the last name is C I N O R R E. You got it.
He doesn't know.
He has no letters now. 610-793-0294. They don't really use their cell phone much, so
no.
Yeah.
We're always calling.
That'll be the best number. Yep. Just 110, and it's a switchover from Terminix. I just put them on that straight quarterly. Yep.
No, we're not going out. People here.
Yep, it will be. Yeah, they have ants that are tunneling through and are nested on the deck, on a couple of the back corners on their main posts, and then have him treat like all around on the deck, like around the edges of the deck. And then they've had some small ants in the past down in their wine cellar. They also get a pretty good number of spiders and millipedes inside, mostly in the basement, although they have been a little bit, like the spiders have been upstairs a little. And then they also get, let's see.
Spiders, silverfish.
Silverfish. Were those in the bathrooms? Or?
No, mostly on that porch there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and when he's doing the inside, they have like a covered extension porch. Have him treat inside there because they do get like spiders, silverfish, springtails, and those guys in there. Have him do like an injection treatment in that room. It's like a Four Seasons porch.
No.
Yep. Okay. Sounds good. Thanks. Yeah, I just need that card number, and then you won't see the charge come out till Wednesday, like I say. I'll write that down too. That pen, those pens are awesome. Oh, you got it. You said you wanted to use a MasterCard?
Oh.
Yeah, I usually just jot that down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm just wondering.
Mm-hmm.
When Terminix came, right after he came, Terminix would send me the bill. That way.
We'll leave you like a service sheet similar that goes through like everything
that we did.
And it'll have like, they'll send you like an invoice too.
And then I send in the money?
What most people want us to do, just kind of as a convenience, is we'll call you before we come out on those quarterly, so it's not like a surprise.
Right.
Plus that way, like, we can arrange a time if you need us to come in so that somebody's here to let them in. But they'll just charge you following completion, and they'll just put it on this same card in the future. So.
Right. So every time it'll just go onto my card.
Yeah, you bet. Do you know the name of the guy that came over from Ehrlich?
Spadano.
Okay. So you kind of a younger guy or an older guy?
He was 40-ish, I think.
Okay.
I think it was Tom Spadano. I don't know.
Sure.
I think when we first moved here, we had Ehrlich. We used to use Ehrlich. But for some reason, we changed to Terminix. I don't know why. I don't know what happened.
I just need an initial here and then a same term from. I know they had been kind of raising their rates every year. I know I get a lot of switchovers from Ehrlich for that reason. But
I heard a lot of bad things about Terminix.
Yeah,
they're kind of. I almost went to Ehrlich when he came here that day, but
I just need a signature on those two spots. So.
Okay. This company's name is Point. We are no longer Terminix. We are with Point.
T
with,
or
T-E.
T-E.
Yep.
T-E
on the end.
Alrighty.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, appreciate it. We look forward to getting rid of all your critters.
Hope,
and
certainly hope. I don't
like
want to
say, if, if you see other critters, by all means, give me a call here. So.
Yeah, I'm going to show you one more thing. I'm going to show him around the front door how many bugs we have there, too. I'm going to do something about that. So we'll go out this way. I'll be right back. Yeah. Right back. We have so many things. I mean, every this is the woods, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody has this problem, not just our house. Everybody around here has bugs.
There's a lot of bugs up here.
Look at this.
Right.
Now I have my, he's going to cut my grass today. Mm-hmm. And I called him and I said, get your blower over here.
This web away that we do will make a big difference because he's going to clean off all these webs.
Oh,
but as we treat up there, if they try and come back out through those little gaps, which they will try to do, it'll kill them before they can even start rebuilding the web.
See,
so
isn't this terrible?
It is a lot.
And I do this pretty often because it is my front door. And that jerk, now the last three times he cut my lawn, he did not blow it. And I called him today and said, make sure you blow this front thing.
Yeah, and that's
terrible.
The problem with spiders. It's like if you blast them down, they just come right back out. Right? But this will actually help so that you're not out here having to blast it all the time.
I hope so.
Yeah, it definitely will.
I need some help. Let me tell you, because I can't do all this. That just reminded me of he cleaned it out. Okay. I had all kind of twigs up there. And I asked the tree men to clean it, and they did.
Yeah, and so he'll get rid of, like,
and
all
I'll go
the
around with your guy and show him what I want done. And he'll get rid of all
absolutely.
This. Well, I'm glad you came.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you very much. It was good timing for both
of
us.
I'll keep in touch with you and
all right.
See how things go.
Sounds good.
Do you have some water?
Oh, I'm okay. I appreciate the offer, though.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Well, thanks a lot.
Yep, have a good day. See you tomorrow. Yep, he'll arrive somewhere between 1 and 3, and then it'll be about an hour once he gets there.